Welcome back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. The Rifle Lady Bears pulled out a courageous, gutsy, gut-wrenching double overtime win over Battle Mountain, 55-53. And before we talk about the preview of the boys' game in just a minute, let's talk to Coach Eric Kerr. Coach, congratulations. No way to describe it, just courageous. They were gassed at the end.
The girls were beat down. Every time there was a timeout, every time there was a dead ball, we challenged them at halftime. We got on them in a little bit, and we said, girls, this is just a game of heart. Like, the clipboard doesn't matter. This is just trust yourself, be smart, trust each other, love each other, and whatever happens, happens. And even if we ended up on the other side of that, they still showed a lot of heart compared to how we played the first half. So,
you know, the respective teams' top scorers were struggling in the first half. Caballero for Battle Mountain, she was scoreless in the first. You knew that was going to last long. She ended up with 5 in the second quarter, and then the 2 in the third, and then fouled out. So that was key. Yes. But Jamie, the one you rely on so much for leadership and moving the ball up the floor, scored us in that first, knocked down that 3, that buzzer beater 3. That seemed to maybe give her some confidence. Yeah. And I know that early on you were having trouble finding an opening and getting some baskets.
Yeah, I mean, we were just looking to just attack, and we. The girls, I don't know if they felt shaky, that, you know, this is new territory. I wouldn't want to say new territory, but, you know, we have a young team. I know right now we're at the top of league, which we're doing everything in our power to keep. We're young, 8 new varsity girls with you have a job. You know, we're returning two, and this is a big game for them to, I think, understand the game a little bit better and learn to be able to attack, so...
Jamie ends up with 19 points. I've got her for the second overtime. What were you thinking? Oh, boy, here we go, another 4 minutes. They're so tired.
Yeah, they were tired. I mean, we just said, don't foul. Trust your offense, trust your defense. Don't foul, and be smart. And that's really all we could ask. I was really, a kid that's been a little bit of a project for us has been Faith Trujillo. And, you know, she's been a kid she hasn't seen tons of minutes this year. We said, hey, you have a big job on JV. You got to be a leader. You got to do this. When McKenzie went out, this was, to me, I know Jamie's got 20, and Jamie's all love. Jamie will give love to all the other girls. To me, this was a big game for Faith. Like, this is a memory one for me for 10 years from now, just to say, hey, Faith, remember that game? You stepped up and played phenomenally.
Had a bucket and hit a free throw in that second overtime. Jamie with a bucket and a foul shot. And Jasmine Quinones knocking down. I mean, those are pressure free throws.
Those are pressure free throws. And, I mean, like we said, man, we wake up at 5 in the summer. As soon as the COVID restrictions got lifted, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're at the track, we're lifting, we're doing this because, you know, we sit in these meetings at the end of the year and everyone says, okay, Rifle, good luck next year at the bottom of league. And I think we just want to keep surprising, and we want to stay hungry, we want to stay humble, and we're hungry, man. We want playoffs. Playoffs are hard to get into this year.
Well, let's hope we have just a regulation game with the boys' game, because we're all wiped up.
Yeah, we're tired. This kid's here, man. They're going to be up past their bedtime.
I saw your son came over there, and you were holding your son.
He always runs over and tries to draw up plays, but he doesn't know what he's doing yet. So we'll see.
Love it. Well, congratulations on the big win. You bet.
Thank you, brother.
All right,
thank you.
See you down the road. All right. Coach Eric Carroll, the Rifle Lady Bears, with a big 55-53 double overtime win over Battle Mountain. Now we get ready for the boys' game. Steamboat Springs, the class of the league right now, they looked really good last night, beating Glenwood. They're 7-0, 8-0 in overall. Palisade 5-1, Summit 4-2, 4-3. Glenwood dropped to 2-4 and 3-5 overall after the loss to Steamboat last night. Philip Tronjeru and the Battle Mountain Huskies winless, 0-7 overall, 0-5 in league play. But he's a good coach, and he's got some talented players. Rifle's going to be challenged tonight. Our starters, as we look at Rifle, 1-4 in league, 2-5 overall. They've lost their last 3. Starters for the Battle Mountain Huskies: Jose Hernandez, 5'11 junior. Luis Trio, 5'9 senior. 6'3 junior PJ Kesenich. Anders Schmidt, a 5'11 junior. Daniel Redinger, Redinger, 6'4 senior, and Roshan Reed, a 6'3 junior. Remember, he had a couple of dunks against Glenwood, and I think he's got that left index finger taped up as he cut it on one of his dunks, his first dunk at Chavez Spencer. Starting for the Rifle Bears, center coach Kyle Daniel. Number two, Diego Fernandez, a senior. Senior Tito Ruiz. Sophomore Cade Bishop, strong rebounder, good basketball player. He's a sophomore. Tyler Pierce, a senior, and junior Josh Avila. Thanks again to Coach Eric Carroll, for the Rifle Lady Bears head coach, for joining us for some quick comments after that remarkable game. Again, Jamie Caron with 19 points, 8 for Mackenzie Elizardo, 9 for Jasmine Quinones, 2 apiece for Sage Allen and Blake Hostetler. Cade Bishop and Roshan Reed in the opening tip here for the boys' game. And here we go. And it's taken by Rifle. Wearing clean white uniforms with gold trim. Diego Fernandez. Tyler Pierce. Bishop now. Bishop with a headband. Josh Avila. Bishop now top of the key. Tito, far corner to Diego. Diego to Bishop, backs up. Little hook shot off the rim, no good, against Roshan Reed. Rebound taken by Kesenich for Battle Mountain. Reed has it near the circle. Passes tipped, taken by Redinger. Back to Roshan Reed, top of the key. Right wing to Hernandez. Hernandez to Kesenich. Thought about a three, and Pierce closes in on him. Drive and a no-look pass. Almost took one of the cheerleaders out. Out of bounds. Tito, top of the key. Right wing to Ruiz, to Avila. Bishop back to Avila. Josh looking down low. High post, left side to Diego. Diego to Cade Bishop. Bishop crossover dribble. Drives to the paint. Scoop shot with the right hand. Won't go. Thought he drew a foul. No good. And a rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Traveling called against Anders Schmidt. Josh Avila. Into Tito Ruiz. Met there by Schmidt. Top of the key. Right wing to Cade Bishop. In the near corner to Diego. Diego down to Avila. Double teamed. Dribbles once. Fakes. Shoots. Nice strong move by Josh Avila. Two nothing Rifle. Jose Hernandez to Roshan Reed near the circle. Back to Hernandez, right wing. Rifle in a 2-3 zone. Schmidt has it left wing. Looking indecisive and throws it away. Hernandez breaking right. Schmidt throwing it left. Another turnover for Battle Mountain. 2-0 Bears. Coach Kyle Daniel coaching his players. Tyler Pierce, high post left side, goes to Fernandez at the circle. Here's Tito, right post. Pierce flips it over to Josh Avila. Rifle spreading it out. Cade Bishop at the circle. Left wing to Diego Fernandez. Diego to Tito, top of the key. Avila, left wing. Bishop drives from the baseline. Hook shot, right pin, and got the bounce. Cade Bishop with a nice strong move to the basket. 4-0 Rifle. Jose Hernandez for Battle Mountain goes down to Roshan Reed. Banks it, missed the shot. Foul's going to be called against Josh Avila, his first. Two shots for Roshan Reed. Reed didn't quite have position to do the throwdown. Yeah, look at that left index finger, and it does appear there's a little piece of tape on it. Maybe a little Band-Aid, because he sliced it in his first dunk. Glenwood, his first free throw is good.
PJ,
4-1 Rifle. Danny Carrion in for Rifle, replacing Josh Avila. Roshan Reed's second free throw is no good. Rebound up high to clean the glass is Cade Bishop. Boy, he can leap. Bishop against Redinger. Gets it across. No look. Fakes the pass. Shoots it. Missed it off the rim. No good. Rebound caroms off and taken by Kesenich for Battle Mountain. He's taking it coast to coast. Scoop shot with the left hand. Good. And the foul. Wow. PJ Kesenich. He's Paul Kesenich, but he prefers to go by PJ. Got the basket and the foul. Let's see if he can make the free throw to tie the game. Foul was called against Tyler Pierce, his first second team foul. And Pierce is going to come out. Josh Avila back in. B.J. Kesenich, the left-hander, misses the free throw. Rebound, Avila. 4-3 Rifle. And a foul called against Battle Mountain. Jose Hernandez picks up his first team foul. Tito Ruiz in front of the Battle Mountain bench. Pierce comes out, and Brock Caldwell in for him. Pass it to Danny Carrion. Brock Caldwell, right wing. Top of the key to Tito. High post, left side to Diego. Diego to Brock Caldwell. Right wing to Danny Carrion. Crossover dribble. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Top of the key to Diego. Back to Tito. Tito, right wing. Drives in the paint. Three defenders. Backhand pass. And a foul on the floor. Nice penetration. A little backhand flip to Carrion. But Tito was fouled. And quickly, we got two fouls apiece. Foul called against Andrew Schmidt, his first inbounds pass to Josh Avila. Nice feed to Josh, and Josh banks it in. His second basket, 6-3 Rifle. Roshan Reed comes out to get it near the circle. Looking down low, goes right wing to Jose Hernandez. Hernandez, crossover dribble. And a foul is going to be all called, a reach in. Called against Danny Carrion, his first, third team foul. Andrew Schmidt inbounding, goes into PJ Kesenich, drives along the baseline, almost stepped out of bounds, goes in the paint. Redinger with a shot from 10 feet, won't go. Roshan Reed with a putback, no, won't go. Now we got a foul as Brock Caldwell got the rebound, and a foul is going to be called against Kesenich, his first. 4:11 to go in the first quarter, 6-3 Rifle. Carrion will bring it up. Goes to Brock Caldwell, the circle. Right wing to Diego Fernandez. Fernandez to Avila. Caldwell, high post left side, goes to Diego in the far corner. Avila trying to break to the hoop, gets the bat pass. He's triple teamed. Now goes out to Carrion, fakes the three, shoots a two from 15. Yes, sir. And the foul. Danny Carrion with the bucket in the harm. And it's 8-3 Rifle. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Danny Carrion with a chance to make it a 3-point play. The foul called against Andrew Schmidt, his second. And he comes out of the game. Elijah Morales is in for him. Timeout called. 30-second timeout. Take a break. 3:43 to go in the first quarter. 8-3 Rifle. This is KMTS. 3:43 to go. First quarter. 8-3 Rifle. And the Lady Bears in double overtime over the Huskies, 55-53. Appreciate Coach Eric Carroll joining us. It's rare to get a chance to do post-game interviews because we have to clear out the gym so fast. Danny Carrion with the buckets and looking to make a three-point play. He was fouled. And takes aim. His free throw is off the mark. Rebound taken by Roshan Reed for Battle Mountain. 3:39 to go, first quarter. Jose Hernandez walks it up. Met there by Carrion. Gets around the pick. Now picked up by Diego Fernandez. Kick out pass. Three-pointer by Kesenich. Good from the far corner. Number four with the three. Didn't hear much from him against Glenwood. 8-6. Three-pointer to answer. Off the rim. No good. Diego with the shot. Missed it. Got the rebound. Now to Carrion. Carrion left wing to Tito for three on the left wing. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Roberts for Battle Mountain. 8-6 Bears. Jose Hernandez gets a pick from Morales. Drives left side. Goes through the defense. His pass is picked off by Danny Carrion. Carrion up the court. Up the right side. Goes top of the key to Tito. Tito finds a lane. Takes it. Lays it up. No foul. Roshan Reed altered his shot. Drive by Kesenich. No luck pass out in the corner. Three-pointer put up by Tanner Roberts. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Morales. Morales falls to the floor as he gets rid of it, but into the hands of Brock Caldwell. Caldwell taking it, and a foul on the floor. Morales looked like the Tasmanian devil as he fell to the floor and got rid of the ball. His arms and kneecaps, everything flying everywhere, the hair. Kate Bishop back in the game along with Tyler Pierce. And a timeout called. We've got Tito and Diego coming out for a breather. 30-second timeout for the Bears. 2:31 left in the first. 8-6. Rifle. This is KMPS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. 2:31 remaining in the first quarter. 8-6. Rifle with the lead. Danny Carrion inbounding. Goes into Tyler Pierce, right wing. Pierce dribbles around a couple times, goes to Carrion, right wraparound pass to Kate Bishop, bobbles it, gets it back. Now right wing, now goes top of the key to Pierce, Pierce to Brock Caldwell. To Kate Bishop at the circle, Danny Carrion right wing, Bishop trying to post up. You go to Pierce in the corner. Pierce to Carrion, Brock Caldwell, Josh Avila. Avila with a drive, shot, won't get the bounce, but he is fouled. Josh Avila to the line, 4-2. 2:29 to go, first quarter, 8-6 Rifle. Josh Avila at the line. Foul is called against Roshan Reed, his first. Not a shooting foul. Okay, I guess he was on the floor. All right, well, that's 16 fouls for Battle Mountain. That's significant. Pass into Danny Carrion in the corner. Goes to Pierce. Pull-up jumper from 10, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Morales for Battle Mountain. Flips it back to Jose Hernandez. 8-6 Bears, 2:18 left in the first. Drive by Hernandez, banks it in, ties the game. Nice drive by Jose Hernandez. Avila, they're saying he was over and back. His both feet were across the half-court line when he caught the ball. And the trail referee, yeah, that's a good call. The trail ref had a better view. So Rifle retains possession. Avila will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Goes into Danny Carrion. Danny goes to Tyler Pierce, shakes the defender. Pierce kicks it out to Cade Bishop. Bishop, pull-up jumper from 12 foot. Yeah, won't go. Rebound Morales. 8-8 score. Kesenich fakes the three, drives. Backhand flip to Hernandez. Three-pointer, good. And Battle Mountain has the lead at the 1:38 mark, 11-8. Huskies lead. Carrion, crossover dribble, finds a lane, fakes the pass. Scoop shot, missed the shot. Rebound, though, taken by Hernandez. Hernandez. Pass down to Kesenich. Kicks it out to Roberts for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. Pull-up jumper from 10 by Roberts. Doesn't go. Gets his own rebound at the left wing. Goes to Hernandez near half court. 11-8 Huskies. Minute 12 left in the first. Crossover dribble. Kicks it out to Roberts. Fakes the three. Shoots the three off the dribble. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Danny Carrion. 1 minute to go here in the first. Avila to Brock Caldwell, left wing. Bounce pass through Josh Avila to baseline. 54 seconds. Baseline drive. Fakes the pass. Fakes the shot. Puts it up. Good over Roshan Reed. Good move by Josh Avila. 6 points for Josh in this quarter. 11-10 Battle Mountain. 40 seconds left. And that is crossover dribble. Gets a pick. Fakes the shot. Roberts shoots a three in the corner. Off the rim. No good. Actually off the net. Came up short. Rebound taken by Avila to Kerryon. His pass almost knocked away. Kerryon goes underneath the Bishop. Bishop lays it up and in. Good recognition by Danny Kerryon to Cade Bishop for the easy two. Bishop's second basket. And Rifle reclaims the lead. 12 to 11 with 12 seconds left. Roshan Reed near the circle. Bishop there to guard him. 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3. Three-pointer. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Oh, wait a minute. What do we got? Ball went out of bounds. Bounce off the rim and then over the backboard. 0.2 seconds. Kerryon will launch one. And that'll do it for the first. 12-11 Rifle with the lead after one. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. We go to the second quarter. Rifle Bears with a 12-11 lead over the Battle Mountain Huskies. Huskies ball out of bounds. The sideline. Morales into Jose Hernandez. Hernandez to Redinger. Flips it over to Hernandez, left wing. Drives. Oh, we got a timeout call by Coach Philip Trontrew. And the Battle Mountain Huskies. Timeout, 7:45 to go in the half. 12-11 Rifle. It's KMTS. Back to Rifle High School, 12-11 Bears. Here's Redinger with a shot. Doesn't go, but he's fouled by Cade Bishop. 12-11 Bears, 7:37 to go in the first half. Bishop with his first foul. Redinger fouled in the act. He'll shoot two. Fourth team foul for a Rifle. Trey Caldwell in for a Rifle. Redinger hits the first free throw. Ties the game at 12. Redinger's second free throw is good. Breaks the tie, 13-12. Battle Mountain. Redinger comes out. Roshan Reed back in for the Huskies. Tronsrew wanted to talk to Redinger. Tito Ruiz brings it up. High post right side to Diego. To Avila, back to Tito on the left wing. Bishop, top of the key. Dribbles once. Goes to Diego. Diego lobs it down to Tito Ruiz. Backing up against Roberts. Fake shoots and missed the shot. He's fouled. A good hit. Little head fake. Little hesitation move. Drew the foul in the act of shooting. And Anders Schmidt. Not Roberts. Was Schmidt called for the foul. And that's his third. 17 foul. So Tito looking for his first point. First free throw is good. Ties the game, 13-all. Schmidt comes out. P.J. Kesenich back in for Battle Mountain. Ruiz with his second free throw, perfect. Nothing but net, so it's 14-13 Rifle. 7-11 to go in the half. As Hernandez walks it up, now flips it over to Roberts. On the left side, on the post, here's Kesenich, fakes the three, baseline drive. He stepped out of bounds. My goodness, how can you not see the big blue line there? If that were water, his feet would be wet. 14-13, Rifle. Tito Ruiz brings it up left side. Finds, dribbles through the lane, goes to Cade Bishop for three. Did he bank it? No. Bank was closed that time. Rebound chased down by Roberts. Hands it off to Morales, but he was out of bounds when he took the ball. So the Bears get a break, have the ball at their end of the court. Now they're checking with the on the possession arrow. Make sure it's correct. Tito Ruiz will inbound. And he goes down to Avila. High pass. Plucks it out of the air. Ruiz now to Cade Bishop. Bishop fakes the pass. Missed the layup. He had his eyes on the his player, teammate in the corner. Here's a three-pointer off the left wing by Roberts. Doesn't go. Ball out of bounds. Rifle ball. Bishop's got a nice little deke move where he'll drive to the basket and kind of eyeball the player in the corner like he's going to dish it off to him. Instead, takes it to the rack. He didn't get that shot to go, though. 14-13 Bears. Ruiz has it. Goes top the key to Diego Fernandez to Bishop. Right side post. Avila to Diego. Long bomb three-pointer off the back of the iron. No good. Gets his own rebound. Took the good bounce. Flips it over to Trey Caldwell. Avila top of the key. Lobs it down to Bishop. Posting up against Rowan. Roshan Reed and knocks down the shot. And the foul. Cade Bishop with the bucket and the foul. That's 6 points for Cade. Looking for seven if he can knock down the free throw. Roshan Reed picks up his second foul, eighth team foul. Josh Avila and Trey Caldwell out. Danny Carrion back in the game along with Pierce. And Bishop misses the free throw. 16-13, Bears lead. 10-foot jumper put up by Kesenich, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Pierce as he cradles it. Brings it up, met there by Hernandez. Crossover dribble. Back to the defender, goes to Avila. Avila to Tito Ruiz. Tito, left wing, three-pointer. Sets up and shoots an air ball. Whiffed on that one. 16-13 Bears. Jose Hernandez between the leg dribble, met there by Pierce. Not fooled by the dazzling dribbling skills. And Sean Reed to Kesenich for three. That's off the mark. Rebound up high as Pierce again to cradle that. Flips it over to Tito Ruiz. Three-point lead for the Bears. Tito left wing. Bounce pass to Cade Bishop. Bishop goes to Josh Avila and a foul called. And that'll send Josh Avila to the line for a one-and-one. That's the ninth team foul for Battle Mountain. Just four for Rifle. And Josh Avila at the line for a one-and-one. Josh, big first quarter, 6 points. Timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Battle Mountain. 5:14 to go in the half. 16-13 Bears. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. 5:14 to go in the half. Rifle with a 16-13 lead over Battle Mountain. Lady Bears again won a thriller in double overtime, 55-53. Jasmine Quinones knocking down a couple of big free throws. But so many contributions. Jamie Caron, after a slow first half, ends up with 19 points to lead everybody. Josh Avila at the line for a 1-1 for the Bears. First free throw is good. Nothing but nets. Give him 7 points. Rifle's got a 5-2 edge here in the second quarter. 17-13 Bears. Avila dribbles a couple times with the right hand. And missed the second free throw. Rebound taken by Cade Bishop. Bishop in the paint. Back to the hoop. Fadeaway jumper. Won't get the bounce. Rebound off the hands of Avila out of bounds. 17-13. Bears lead. Pass up the court to Tanner Roberts. All alone for a three. Bang. Boy. Got to get back on D. Tanner Roberts knocked down the tray. And cuts the Bears lead to one. Tito Ruiz at the circle. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Ruiz stops, goes to Avila, top of the key. Avila to Tito in the far corner. Tito with a penetration, with a shot, won't get the bounce. Nice move to the basket, but fell off the rim. Pass up the court. Here's a pickoff by Josh Avila, but went out of bounds. He was leaping into the Rifle bench and tried to save it. Good athletic move by the big fella. Josh is, he's pretty stout. Nice athletic move. Battlebound ball out of bounds, and Kesenich will inbound from the Rifle bench. goes into Hernandez, drives along the baseline, gets past the defenders, now kicks it out to Roberts. They go to Morales. Morales stops. No look pass. It got too tricky and threw it away. Trying to do a little Magic Johnson there. He said, look at this. And then he just zinged it out of bounds. P.J. Kessin is going, I'm over here. 17-16 Bears, 4:20 left. Kate Bishop, spin move, drives along the baseline. He's stuffed and knocked to the floor, and ball out of bounds. Just a clean block. I think it was Kesinich, or maybe it was Roshan Reed that got the block. A lot of black jerseys. And Kate Bishop is out. Diego Fernandez back in the game. 4:12 left in the half, 17-16, Bears lead. Morales for Battle Mountain, left wing. Kessler is trying to post up. Hernandez, right wing. Now top of the key, little backhand flip to Morales. He's double team, fakes the pass, goes to Hernandez. Hernandez, little head fake, split the double team. I got a foul, reach in, called against Josh Avila. That's the fifth team foul for Avila. Well, they called against Pierce, rather. They're pointing to Avila. Pierce with his second, fifth team foul. Another timeout. 3:49 to go. First half, 17-16 Bears. This is KMTS. At the Rifle student section, leading some cheers. Small crowd, but a lively crowd. They're attained by a thrilling 55-53 double overtime win by the Rifle Lady Bears. Bears boys leading 17-16 with 3:49 to go in the half. Hernandez inbounds to Roberts in the corner. Goes to Redinger down low. Fadeaway jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Morales. Strong board there. Morales to Redinger. Kicks it out to Roberts. Roberts top of the key to Hernandez. Hernandez hesitation move. Kesinich for three in the corner. Bang! P.J. Kesinich. His second three. It's 19-17 Battle Mountain. Avila to Tito Ruiz. Tito to Diego Fernandez. Right wing to Pierce. Tyler Pierce. Backhand flip to Ruiz. Back to Josh Avila. Pass to Danny Carrion. Carrion. Spin move. Between the leg dribble. Goes to Avila. Tito with a baseline drive. Foul on the floor. That's going to send Tito to the line for... That should be double bonus now.
Yep.
Brock Caldwell coming back in for Rifle along with Cade Bishop. Pierce comes out. And Josh Avila out. Tito Ruiz at the line for two. First free throw is perfect. All three of his points at the line here in this quarter. 3 minutes to go in the second. Tito's next free throw, perfect. He's got 4 points all from the line. Ties the game at 19 with under 3 minutes to go in the half. Hernandez has the ball. Lifts it over to Morales. High post, left side. Back to Hernandez, right wing. Hernandez to Morales, coming out to get it. Feed it into Redinger in the paint. He's got to get out. Now goes to Roberts. A little head fake. Thought about a three. And flip it to Hernandez. Crossover dribble, behind the back dribble, backs up. His pass tipped by Caldwell, taken back by Battle Mountain. Here's Roberts for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Roberts. Goes to Kesinich for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound Redinger put back. He's no good. Rebound taken by Cade Bishop. Bishop brings it up. Bishop racing to the hoop. Bishop in the paint. Underhand flip to Danny Carrion on the right wing. Carrion to Tito. Fakes the three. Shoots a two from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. 19 all under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Hernandez backs up near half court. in some bright orange shoes. Drives, bounce pass to Roberts, back to Hernandez. Guarded closely by Brock Caldwell. Hernandez flirted with a three, threw the ball away, chased down at half court by Morales. Back to Hernandez. Minute 28 to go. Pass is tipped by Tito, taken back by Hernandez. Ball knocked away again, and Tito, quick hands, trying to get that steal. Just giving Hernandez fits. Hernandez will inbound, the near sideline, goes into Morales. Elijah Morales turns and hands it off to Hernandez. Tied at 19, approaching 1 minute here in the half. Hernandez methodically dribbling the ball, now looking for an opening, goes down to Morales, kicks it out in the corner. Kesenich for three, bang! BJ Kesenich has got three from beyond the arc, 22-19. Battle Mountain pass to Jennifer Bishop. Taken, steal by Battle Mountain. Coming back the other way. A steal by Rifle. Pulled down by a nice steal by Brock Caldwell. 41 seconds. As he handed off to Danny Carrion. Here's a three-pointer to tie. Off the rim, no good. That shot attempted by Diego Fernandez. Carrion for three to tie. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Redinger. Up the court to Roberts. Roberts to P. Kesenich for three. No good. Now we got a foul. With 21 seconds remaining, foul's called against Elijah Morales. A lot of activity, a lot of shots put up. As Jack would say, big hat, no cattle. Diego Fernandez will go to the line for two, double bonus. Looking to get in the books here. First free throw is good. That was Morales' first foul, by the way. Diego's second free throw is good. Nothing but nets. 22-21 Battle Mountain. 20 seconds left in a half. Hernandez, between the leg dribble. Carrion staying right with him. Pass knocked away by Caldwell, taken by Kesenich. Shot to Hernandez. Hernandez backing up. A three off the dribble, no good. Rebound, putback attempt by big number 55. Who might that be? Okay. I don't have number 55. Check the scorebook. It's off the back of the rim. Actually, next free throw, no good. Rebound, Cade Bishop. 1 second. And that'll do it for the first half. After the first half, it's Battle Mountain 22, Rifle 21. This is KMTS. Halftime at Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Oh my, it's been a long day, but a fun one. Rifle Bears boys trail Battle Mountain 22-21. Again, the girls game, double overtime thriller. Fantastic contest as Rifle pulled it out 55-53 in double OT. 19 points for Jamie Caron. More about the girls' game in a minute. In the boys' contest, after the first half, Rifle outscored the Huskies 12-11 in the first quarter. And Battle Mountain had the edge 11-9 in the second quarter. Jose Hernandez with 5 points, a three-pointer and a two in the first quarter. P.J. Kesenich leads all scorers with 9 points, including three from beyond the arc. He's been able to take shots off the pass in the corner and knock him down in rhythm. He's got a smooth stroke. Didn't hear much from him in the loss to Glenwood the other night, but he's certainly been a factor tonight. 11 points. Tanner Roberts with a three of his own in the second quarter. Roshan Reed, not much of a factor, one free throw. And Daniel Redinger, no field goals, just a couple of free throws. And he's a big post player, but Rifle's done a good job defending him down at the block. For the Rifle Bears, Diego Fernandez with two free throws in the second quarter. Tito Ruiz with 4 points, all from the line. Four free throws in that second quarter. Danny Carrion, I like the way he handles the ball. He's a good point guard, very quick, great hands, good defender. He's got 2 points. And had a chance to make it a three-point play, but missed the free throw. Cade Bishop with 6 points, two baskets in the first quarter, one in the second. Got fouled on the shot in the second quarter, missed the free throw. And Josh Avila leads the Bears with 7 points. 6 points, three baskets in the first quarter, and one of two from the line in the second quarter. And our score is 22-21. Battle Mountain leading Rifle here at halftime. Again, to recap the girls' game, and thanks again to Coach Eric Caro for joining us just before the boys' game to kind of give us his take on the contest. And what a gutsy performance by everyone on the team for Rifle as they got the big win, 55-53 in double overtime. After regulation, it was 38-all. After the first overtime, 46-all. And then Rifle had the edge, 8-6 in that final 4 minutes. And I'm telling you, toward the end of regulation, you could see it in Jamie Caron. When she went to the free throw line, one instance, she was bent over, hands on her knees, was just huffing and puffing and pulling the mask out just a little bit to catch her breath. That's got to be doubly hard when you're running up and down the floor for 40 minutes, not 32, wearing masks. But they managed to summon the energy, and they pulled out the gutsy win. Jamie Caron, after scoreless first, 3 points in the second quarter, and she knocked down a three off an inbounds pass as the buzzer sounded to kind of break the ice, and then went off for 16 points in the rest of the game, the third, fourth, and the overtime periods, finished with 19 to lead all scorers. 9 from Kimber Lang. She had a solid game. 8 points scored by Mackenzie Elizardo before fouling out. She was big in that third quarter as Rifle outscored Battle Mountain 12-8 in the third. Jamie Caron went to the line a lot in the third quarter, but only made 2 out of 6 from the line. But talk about clutch free throw shooting in the second overtime. Jamie hit 1 of 2. Faith Trujillo hit 1 of 2, and Jasmine Quinones hit 2 in a row to break the tie and give Rifle the win. So congratulations, as Rifle now sitting alone in first place. But that is a tenuous first place at best, because you got, again, Battle Mountain and Glenwood. Palisades going to be tough down the stretch as this short season winds down, believe it or not. Looking at Rifle's schedule. Let's see. Where are my schedules? Goodness.
Anybody got 3 or more fouls?
Let's see.
Anybody got 3 or more fouls?
I think they're at Glenwood's at Battle or at Palisade on Tuesday. It's going to come down the wire, no doubt. A big win for Lady Bears. Battle Mountain gets the ball to start the second half, leading Rifle 22-21. Jose Hernandez has the ball, top of the key, met there by Tito Ruiz. Lobs it to Kesenich, left wing. Fernandez, head fake, jab step. Diego Fernandez staying with him. Kesenich comes out to get it. Top of the key. Lobs it left wing to Hernandez. Behind the back dribble. Lost control. Puts up a wild shot. Doesn't go. He's fouled. And that will be two shots for Jose Hernandez. Or no, they're saying on the floor. Foul's called against Diego Fernandez, his second. First team foul, lob pass. Oh, my goodness gracious. Anders Schmidt gets the inbounds pass and almost gets... He got clocked. Bumped upside the head by Tito Ruiz. Unintentional. It's just his momentum carrying into him. And his head kind of went to the side. Schmidt has it. Goes to Hernandez, top of the key. Boy, the pace of the game's really slowed down here to start the second half. Kesenich, bounce pass, picked off by Cade Bishop. Bishop gets past the defender. Ooh, it's a foul on the floor against Kesenich, who was moving his feet. He was backpedaling and took the brunt of that collision. It's his second foul. Ruiz has the ball, flips it over to Diego Fernandez. First offensive possession for a rifle. Pierce to Fernandez. Here's Avila. Avila to Pierce. Pierce driving. And he's fouled. That'll be the second team foul for Battle Mountain. 22-21 Huskies lead. 6:57 to go, third quarter. Third foul called against Jose Hernandez. Tito Ruiz lobs it in, top of the key to Cade Bishop. Bishop gets a pick, lost the ball, got it back. Flips it over to Pierce. Pierce to Avila, to Diego Fernandez. Fernandez back to Pierce near the circle. Right wing to Cade Bishop. Bishop, crossover dribble. Picks it up, little hook pass to Avila. Fakes the three, tried to penetrate. Puts up a tough shot, just off the back of the rim, no good. Got his own rebound. Back it up. He kicks it out to Bishop, all alone for three. Rainbow banks it in. Banker's hours for Cade Bishop. And the Bears have the lead, 24-22. 6:22 to go at the third. And that one almost brought rain. Redinger, top of the key. Kicks it left wing to Hernandez. Pass knocked out of bounds by Diego. Anders Schmidt inbounding for Battle Mountain. Goes into Roshan Reed. High post left side. Throws the ball away. Philip Tronsrew is ticked after that turnover. Boy, he pulled that mask down and said, I want a timeout. And he's getting one. 6:02 to go, third quarter. 24-22 Bears. This is KMTS. .602 remaining in the third quarter after Cade Bishop's bank shot three. Bears have the lead 24-22. And after that turnover by Roshan Reed, he's still in the game. Phil Tronju called that timeout to give a stern talking to his boys. Inbounds pass to Hernandez. Hernandez pass picked off by Redinger. Redinger take it coast to coast. Gets bumped into foul. Yeah, Pierce, you got him. Tyler putting the palms up, but there's clearly contact. And Tyler Pierce with his third foul, third team foul. Anders Schmidt uncontested, inbounds it to Kesenich. Jumper from the baseline, good from 10 feet. And Kesenich can hit from all over. He's got 13 points to lead everybody. 24 all our score, 5:45 to go in the third. Bishop to Pierce near the circle. Right wing to Diego. Diego to Avila. Avila driving to the basket. Spin move. Kicks it out to Bishop for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Bishop gets his own rebound. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Yes, sir. Cade Bishop with an athletic move. 26-24. Rifle. Boy, Cade can jump out of the gym. He can really leap. There's a steal, knocked away as Schmidt has it stolen. Zavila got a hand in there. Pass up the court to Bishop, bobbles it. And saying Hernandez tried to get the loose ball, but he stepped out of bounds. So Michael will inbound it in front of the cheerleaders. Tito Ruiz calls out a play. Ruiz without a field goal, but he's got 4 points. Four straight free throws. He will lob it into Avila. Josh driving, fakes, kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop, baseline drive, puts up a shot. Oh, what a tough shot. Wow, twisting, turning, pirouette. Boy, that was an amazing shot. His shoulders went one way, his legs went the other. Cade's just a bundle of energy. 28-24 Bears, 4:34 to go. Stops, shoots from the free throw line. Banks it, and it rolls in for Jose Hernandez. He's got 7 points. 28-26 Bears. Ruiz, a little head fake. Top of the key to Josh Avila. Over to Cade Bishop. Bishop to Pierce. Pierce with the drive. No-look pass out to Tito. Tito hands it off to Pierce. Pierce, no-look pass to Bishop. Three-pointer from the left wing. Use Butcha. Cade Bishop lighting it up here in the third quarter. 10 points. 16 for the game. 31-26. Bears lead. 3:49 to go in the third quarter. Hernandez. Goes to Tanner Roberts on the left wing. Redinger stepped on the baseline, out of bounds. Or rather, Kesenich.
Tyler! Tyler!
Danny Carrion and Brock Caldwell in. Tyler Pierce and Diego Fernandez out for a breather. 3:35 left in the third, 31-26. Bears lead. Cade Bishop's got it. High post left side. Zips it over to Carrion. Right wing to Brock Caldwell. Back to Bishop at the circle. Left wing to Josh Avila. Avila, a little jab step, head fake. He'll pull up for a three. Yeah, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Bishop falling to the floor. Recovers it, kicks it out. Sitting down, but try to get it to Tito. Picked off by Hernandez. Up the court, Caldwell gets a steal and saves it. What a play by Brock Caldwell. Here's Carrion, right wing. Back the other way. Avila. Avila with a drive. Avila fake, shoots. Missed the shot, but he's fouled. Josh Avila with an athletic move to draw the foul. Third team foul for Battle Mountain. And the foul called against Roshan Reed, his third. He has not been a factor. Long, lanky, athletic player, but and can dunk. And the first free throw from Josh is short. Bounces off the rim. Roshan Reed out, and he's replaced by Elijah Morales. Second free throw is no good. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Morales. Morales drives, or does Hernandez, drives back up. Fadeaway jumper from 15, won't go. Rebound Cade Bishop. Bishop to Tito Ruiz, and Ruiz is fouled by Jose Hernandez. Fourth team foul. And the fourth personal foul for Jose. Josh Avila inbounding. Goes back court to Danny Carrion. 31-26 Bears. Pass to Tito Ruiz. Tito in the near corner to Brock Caldwell. Goes down to Josh Avila. Backing up. Fakes the shot. Ball stripped. Gets the ball back. Now kicks it out to Bishop. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound Avila. Hands it back to Cade. Cade with a drive. Cade with a shot. It's blocked. He's knocked to the floor. He's fouled. Redinger picks up his first. Cade Bishop. An aggressive move for the sophomore. Fearless. And man, oh man, can he jump. Cade Bishop at the line. 16 points. 10 points in this quarter. And his free throw is off the back of the rim. Bishop's second free throw. Perfect. It's one of two. 17 points for him. 32-26. And a pass up the court. Intercepted by Bishop. Bishop hit the free throw, and all of a sudden he's back down at the other end. Little hook pass to Avila. Here's Tito. Tito with a drive. Hook pass to Cade. Flips it over to Avila. Avila with a spin move. They're going to call traveling. 32-26. That pick by Bishop at the other end. It's like he was just at the free throw line. Suddenly he's at the other end of the court. But the Bears couldn't convert. 32-26. Rifle leads. 2:22 to go in the third. Hernandez with a drive. It's cut off. Kesenich fakes the three. Underhands it to Hernandez. Baseline drive behind the back dribble. Loses it. Gets it back. It's Bishop cut him off there. Hernandez dribbling around. Now left wing. Kicks it out in the corner to Roberts. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Danny Carrion. Carrion to Cade Bishop. Bishop top of the key with a drive. Hook pass out to Avila. Fakes. Shoots. Scores. Josh Avila with his first bucket in the second half, 34-26. And then we got a foul coming back the other way. It's going to send Hernandez to the line for two. On the ground. Foul called against Danny Carrion, his second, fourth team foul. Two shots for Jose Hernandez. First free throw off the back of the iron. Tito and Avila come out. Diego Fernandez back in the game. Tyler Pierce is in. Fernandez next free throw at the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Tyler Pierce. Pierce to Carrion. Danny to Pierce. Pierce to Bishop. Bishop to Brock Caldwell. Left wing. Lobs it down to Bishop. Bishop looks left. Goes right. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Got knocked to the floor from his knees. Now passes it and threw it away. Gave it to Hernandez. Hernandez drives all the way behind the back. Oh, that's traveling. They're going to call a foul. He carried the ball and tried to go behind the back. And carried the ball for a couple of steps. Instead, they call a foul against Pierce. That's his fourth. And it's going to send Tyler Caldwell into the game as Pierce comes out. Minute 14 left in the third. 34-26 rifle. Jose Hernandez lobs it in. Three-pointer by Roberts. Bang! Tanner Roberts with the three. His second of the game. 34-29. Drive by Carrion. Carrion with a shot. Missed the layup. Rolled off the rim. Rebound taken by Morales. To Hernandez, going one-on-one with Carrion. Carrion staying with him, getting around the pick. Another three-pointer just by Kesenich off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hand and out of bounds. Last touch by Daniel Redinger for Battle Mountain. 48 seconds left. Carrion to Brock Caldwell, to Cade Bishop. High post left side to Carrion the circle. Carrion to Brock Caldwell. 33 seconds. Trey Caldwell to Carrion. Cade Bishop. Bishop wants to make a move. Takes it. Lays it up. Got it. Cade Bishop. 12, 13 points this quarter. There's a pass zipped out of bounds as Hernandez trying to zing one to Tanner Roberts cutting through the lane and missed him big time. 36-29 rifle, 14 seconds left. Danny Carrion. 9 seconds now. You hear the countdown. Pass to Bishop. Bishop, baseline jumper. You betcha, nothing but net. Bishop is unconscious. Ridiculous quarter. A fadeaway, and he was fouled. Fourth foul called against Elijah Morales. Good night. Free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Fernandez put back, but the buzzer won't go, and that will do it for the third quarter. 38-29 Rifle to go to the fourth. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter here at Jack Smith Gymnasium, Rifle High School. 38-29, Rifle with the lead over Battle Mountain. Cade Bishop, have a quarter, young man. 15 points in the third quarter. He's got 21 for the game. 17 points scored by the Bears in the third quarter. The other 2 points, Josh Avila. It was the Cade Bishop show in that third period. And he's out for a break. 7 points scored by Battle Mountain. So we go to the fourth. 38-29, Bears lead. Avila to Tito Ruiz. Here's Brock Caldwell, left wing. Near corner to Diego Fernandez, to Josh Avila. And to Brock Caldwell for three. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Tanner Roberts for Battle Mountain. Hands it off to Jose Hernandez. Morales top of the key. Hernandez left wing. Pass down to Roshan Reed. Jump pass, kicks it out to Kesenic. Yeah, 3 second violation.
Do it again, Tito.
Avila will inbound. Ruiz brings it up for the Bears. Goes to Brock Caldwell, left wing. Lobs it down to Avila. Avila with the drive. Defenders, two defenders on him. Lays it up, missed the shot. Josh Avila. Well, he gets ahead of steam going. You're not going to stop him. Josh Avila. Probably about 5'10". It plays much bigger. Third foul called against Kesenic. And Josh knocks down the first free throw. Be the second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Morales for Battle Mountain. Now we got a foul against Rifle. Sixth team foul. It's called against Brock Caldwell. Bears lead, 7:07 to go in the game. Roshan Reed with a drive. Right wing, three-pointer by Tanner Roberts. Doesn't go. Rebound, Brock Caldwell. Danny Carrion finds a lane, lays it up. Just blows past the defenders and lays it up and in. Danny Carrion. And it's a 12-point lead for the Bears, 41-29. Coach Kyle Daniel barking out the orders. Three-pointer by Hernandez. Rattles in and out. No good from the right wing. Rebound Fernandez. Goes to Tito Ruiz. Tito in the near corner to Brock Caldwell. Fakes the three. Baseline. Now goes to Avila. Bobbles the ball. Kicks it out to Fernandez. Fernandez with the drive. Kicks it out to Carrion. Carrion backs it up. He'll slow it down. Hands it off to Tito Ruiz. Calls out a play from the circle. Brock Caldwell holding the ball in his left hip. Looks up at the clock. Waits for the defender to come out on him. Now Ruiz has it at the circle. 6 minutes left. Ruiz with a drive. Stop, shoots. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of... it looked like it was off Roshan Reed, but they're saying Diego, last one to touch it. Elijah Morales has the ball, right wing. 41-29 Bears. Pass down to Roshan Reed. Banks it, missed it, and he's fouled. Approached the basket like he was going to do a tomahawk slam dunk, but pulled up on it. He was fouled by Diego Fernandez. That's his third. Each team with 7 fouls now. So both teams in the bonus. Roshan Reed at the line. First free throw. Doesn't get the bounce. He's 1 point for Roshan Reed. Cade Bishop back in. Diego out. Reed's second free throw is no good. Rebound, Cade Bishop. Here's a steal from Cade Bishop, taken by Kesenich, and Kesenich quickly to the basket for two. Drive by Kerryon. Kerryon with a drive. Scoop shot with the left hand. Good! Danny Kerryon with a quick, ridiculous move to the basket. 43-31, Bears lead.
Easy, Danny.
5:12 to go. Pass is knocked away, and a steal by Brock Caldwell. Cut that one off in the lane. Tito Ruiz holds up four fingers, calling out a play. 5 minutes to go in the game. Tito, a little jab step. Goes to Cade Bishop, right wing. Rifle will play a little more conservatively, I imagine. Not take as many threes. Cade with a drive to the basket. Lays up and got it in the foul. What a shot by Cade Bishop. A leaner in the paint. And the foul called against Tanner Roberts, who got, as they say, posterized. And Bishop missed the free throw. And we got a foul going back the other way against Rifle. So now Battle Mountain's going to shoot a 1-1. Timeout called by Rifle. Coach Kyle Daniel wants to have a chat. 4:38 to go in the game. 45-31. Rifle with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Rifle High School, Jack Smith Gymnasium. Jack Smith would be proud of both teams, the girls especially, pulling out a double overtime win over Battle Mountain, 55-53. Jamie Karen with 19 points. And the Rifle boys playing a solid game, especially the second half, leading 45-31. Rifle with a 7-2 edge here in the fourth quarter, 4:38 to go. After tonight's game, it'll be Rifle at Eagle Valley on Thursday, the 25th. And then they'll have a rematch with Battle Mountain Saturday, the 27th, at Glenwood, the March 2nd. Home against Palisade, March 4th. At Frisco in Summit County. Free throw by Morales doesn't go. Rebound taken by Josh Avila. We'll finish up with Summit March 5th. Tito Ruiz to Danny Kerryon. Kerryon lightning quick to the basket. Lays it up with the left hand. Doesn't go. Rebound take. Oh, knocked away by Kerryon. Almost took it away from Roshan Reed. Here's Hernandez. Here's a steal by Brock Caldwell. Good anticipation. Pass up the court to Kerryon. They got a collision between Brock Caldwell and Jose Hernandez. And Hernandez being helped up by three Rifle Bears. Good sportsmanship there. That was a wicked collision. Hernandez took the punishment. And Brock Caldwell getting the reward with a 1-1 here. Ninth team foul. Hernandez fouls out, by the way. He'll be replaced by Anders Schmidt. Caldwell's first free throw is good. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Cade Bishop goes back. He's stuffed by Roshan Reed, knocked away. Ball, loose the ball taken by Tito Ruiz, lays it up and in. Missed the shot. Oh, my. And now we got a foul. Boy, Cade Bishop just got the facial there, and he congratulates Roshan Reed on the clean block. Reed hasn't done much offensively, but he's back to the line for a free throw attempt. The foul was called against Josh Avila's third. Roshan Reed with the 1-1. First free throw spins in and out. No good. Rebound Cade Bishop. Bishop just gets high up on that window. Amazing. Give him some Windex. This is suspend up there and clean the windows. Bishop's got it, right wing. Drives, splits the double team, kicks it out to Danny Carrion, fakes the three. Carrion in the paint, now goes to the circle to Tito Ruiz, to Brock Caldwell, high post right side. Back to Tito ball. Tito tips it, lays it up, got it! Great hands by Tito Ruiz, his first basket. And that was pretty athletic. 48-31, Bears lead. 3:25 to go in the game. Tanner Roberts, the ball out to Roshan Reed, left wing. Lobs it down to Morales. Lost the ball. A steal by Josh Avila as Morales is hurt. He gets has to climb back to his feet and run down the court. Tito Ruiz, Josh Avila, left wing. Avila fakes the pass. No look pass in the corner to Carrion. Carrion met there by three defenders. Brock Caldwell, right wing. Ruiz down to Avila. Kicks it out to Caldwell as they spread it out. Now to carry out the circle. 2:45 to go. Caldwell, a little head fake there at half court. Kesenich guarding him. Here's Avila. Avila with a drive. Goes to Tito Ruiz in the paint. Fake shoots. Missed it. Avila tried to get the putback. Does it go? And the loose ball taken by Anders Schmidt for Battle Mountain. Tanner Roberts to Schmidt in the near corner. Bishop guarding him. Roberts holding the ball on his right hip. Battle Mountain, they do good. Start filling up the cylinder. Down by 17. They're taking their time like they're stalling. Carrion almost got a steal. Timeout call by Coach Philip Trozier, who's fit to be tied. Warm up the bus. Boy, there you go. I haven't heard that in a while. 1:58 to go in the game. 48-31 Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. Rifle Bears in control here. The solid first half. Leading Battle Mountain 48-31. Rifle 9 points in this fourth quarter. Just two for Battle Mountain. What a night for Cade Bishop. 23 points. I'm wondering if that's a career high. He's just a sophomore. Can't tell what the student section's shouting, but they want something. Pass into Tanner Roberts. Here's Elijah Morales. Again, Battle Mountain. I think they're just killing the clock. Down by 17. Roberts has it. Morales directing traffic. Crossover dribble, kicks it out to Roberts. Roberts to Kesenich. Long three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Avila. Kicks it up to Caldwell. Caldwell waits for his teammates, circles around. Hands it off to Avila. Back to Caldwell. Caldwell lobs it back to Avila. Goes to Cade Bishop. Bishop wants to score. No, he's going to take it. He'll lay it up. He got it. He's 25 points. Cade Bishop. What a night. 50-31. Three-pointer by Kesenich. Got it. He's got a smooth stroke. His fourth three of the night. 50-34. Bears lead. 1:05 to go in the game. No overtime drama here. Not this one. Not like the girls' game. Avila gets tripped up and a foul. And it'll send Josh to the line for two. It'll be double bonus time. Josh Avila at the line. Solid game for him. So 11 points for that free throw. Again, the Lady Bears won in double overtime over Battle Mountain. 55-53 to go to 6-1 in league and take first place. Second free throw from Josh is good. 12 points for Avila, 54 seconds. Roberts has it. His pass Tipped by Brock Cottrell, taken by Cade Bishop. Bishop brings it up. Behind the back dribble. Goes to Josh Avila, top of the key. Almost has it stripped and a foul is going to send Josh back to the line. Kesenich. I think that's it for him. He fouls out. Yep. So both Hernandez and Kesenich have fouled out. Josh Avila at the line. Josh, first free throw is good. Clayt Harden in the game. I'm sorry, Logan. This is Logan. Here's a three-pointer. Knocked down by Roberts. 54-37. Bears lead. More subs coming in for Clayt Harden is in the game now. And Jason Prado. That's who they were cheering for. They wanted to see Jason Prado. Doesn't get a lot of playing time. Danny Carey on at the line. First free throw off the back of the rim. His second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound Morales. Roberts. Morales, top of the key, three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Clayt Harden. 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, ball game. Rifle, 54. Battle Mountain, 37. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, wrapping things up from Jack Smith Gymnasium after a long afternoon and a long evening, but a fun, entertaining evening of high school basketball as the Rifle Bears get a sweep over the Battle Mountain Huskies. The girls' game, a double overtime thriller as Rifle wins at 55-53. Jamie Caron with 19 points. And the boys' game, it was close for a while, but boy, Cade Bishop took over big time in that third quarter, scoring 15 of Rifle's 17 points in that third period. He finished with 25 points. Don't know how many rebounds. I think he was in double digits in rebounds. He was really controlling the boards. For Rifle, the quarter scoring 12, 9, 17, and 16. For Battle Mountain, 11, 11, 7, and 8. As I said, Bishop with 25 points. 2 points from Diego Fernandez. 6 apiece scored by Tito Ruiz and Danny Carrion. 13 points from Josh Avila. For the Battle Mountain Huskies, 7 points scored by Jose Hernandez, 18 by P.J. Kesenich. He didn't do much against Glenwood, but he had a big night. He hit 1, 2, 3, 4 from three-point land. Tanner Roberts with 3 threes of his own. He has 9 for the game. Daniel Redinger with just 2 points. He was a big factor against Glenwood, not much tonight. And Roshan Reed just 1 point, a free throw back in the first quarter. As Rifle gets the big win, they go to 2-4 in league play, 3-5 overall. Battle Mountain falls to 0-6 and 0-8. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday, 4:30 for the girls, Glenwood girls, and around 6:30 for the boys as they take on the Bulldogs in Palisade Tuesday night right here on KMTS. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. Again, our final score is Rifle with a sweep over Battle Mountain. The girls win it in double overtime, 55-53. The Rifle boys win it big, 54-37. That'll do it. Have a great weekend and keep it tuned to KMTS.